Hello and welcome to Gorgeous Escapes. My name is Josephine Pembroke and I'm with the Gorgeous Escapes presenter, and she is Sarah Tucker. Hi Sarah, welcome back.
Hello, how are you?
Very well.
Do you need a holiday?
Yes, I was just complaining about my 18-year-old son. He literally drove me to hit him this morning, which is a bit sad because I'm so much smaller than him.
Oh dear, that's all 18-year-olds though, they're all like that, aren't they?
But trouble is, he doesn't do anything I say. He is scared of my husband, but I have no respect, you know.
Well, my one is living mostly with his father at the moment, so that's quite good. And then he's going on the gap year.
Thank God for that.
I think it would be good for him as though he'll come back. He'll come back a man. I think he'll come back a man. I think that will help him an awful lot when he goes to Australia and New Zealand. And actually, this follows nicely into what I'm going to be talking about today, which is therapy holidays. Do you know what therapy holidays are?
No, it sounds like you go there and have therapy.
Yeah, that's good.
It's just in a nice place.
Therapy on a beach. Well, actually, there is a growth in what I call these therapy holidays. They have been called holistic holidays or well-being holidays or wellness breaks. But it's expanded because as the rate of anxiety is increasing amongst grown-ups, it's also increasing amongst children as well. And it's becoming a serious health problem as people realise that our emotional needs affect our physical needs as well. The emotional body affects the physical body. We're realizing that we want more from a holiday just than sun, sand, sea, and perhaps, if we're lucky, sex.
I'd like to do yoga. I'd like to do yoga, maybe some meditation sessions, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of places out there now, a lot of hotels, lots of resorts that offer yoga, but I think they're very much added on to the actual destination itself. And I've always recommended, when I've talked about yoga holidays in the past on Radio Gorgeous, I've always said follow the instructor rather than look at the destination. But there are organisations now like justforyou.com and Single Holidays in particular, which offer these therapy breaks, which not only deal with, I talked about singles holidays, but if you have couples therapy, also counselling therapy.
So you really can go and have therapy on holiday?
Definitely.
Why is that a holiday if you're going to face your demons?
Well, a lot of them seem to be in Thailand. I've had a look at I've done the research, and a lot of them seem to be in obviously hot destinations, but destinations which are, but their culture, calmness is innate to their culture, to be calm, not to be angry. And so consequently...
Buddhist,
but we're very much the Buddhist culture. But
the
also,
middle way.
But also outdoors, being outdoors more seems to be, and being amongst nature seems to be the way forward these people think about it. And also to the extent of not camping in its very basic form, but glamping, that idea of being outdoors. And I know there's been a lot of, I think of those comedy sketches where all these people go together and hug each other and light candles in the middle of the night and dance around naked around a tree, or hug trees at least.
Now that sounds good.
But I think in some of these retreats they do actually do that. Mm. But I think there has been a growth in this therapy holiday idea, simply because there has been the demand. And when there is demand, people, psychologists, psychoanalysts, the whole wellness, even like World Travel Market comes up next month in November, and I've been asked to talk at there's a whole department now for wellness holidays, fitness holidays. There's always been holidays where you can keep fit as an option, but now people are slowly are just focusing on one particular aspect of their health, and they want to go overseas, but the holiday is almost an add-on to the wellness bit. It's turned the whole idea on its head.
So tell me what sort of therapies you can get.
Well, as I mentioned, you can get couples therapies, you can get counselling, you can get counselling if you're suffering from anxiety, from loneliness. Like, interesting, you were saying about your 18-year-old. I've got an 18-year-old. There's going to be a lot of people, especially the baby boomer generations who are born into a certain age group, who are going to have an empty nest now, and they're either going to be with a husband, or if they're a single parent, they're going to be alone, and consequently they're going going to have to deal with a complete change of life. And I think this is why this type of holiday has grown, because people have been very involved in their busyness. They've been very busy being busy. And when part of your life goes, where looking after your children goes, and they go to university, or they go, as mine's going on next Monday, to a gap year, you think, right, I'm continuing on with my work, or do I want to have a gap year? Do I, just because my son or my daughter's having a gap year, I should have a gap year too? So what do you do? Do you travel? A lot of people go around, they do the round the world trips traveling, but they come back and they're still in the same emotional state. They still feel lonely, they still feel displaced, they still don't know where home is. And I think this is why people are saying just the round the world trip isn't going to do it. It's just geography, and at the end of the day, travel is just geography. I think what these holidays do, they cater for dealing with your emotional state and moving you on in your internal journey rather than your external one.
But who would be, I mean, I'd be very wary of just signing up for a holiday and not knowing who the therapist was. I mean, I'd want a personal recommendation, you know.
I think again, it's a bit like the yoga instructor. You follow the instructor, you follow the therapist, and you do due diligence on them. If you don't find anything about them on the internet, or you don't know anyone who knows them, don't do it. It's, as you said, it's far, far too important to do that. There's certain areas, like I always think of all those places that end in a vowel, Ibiza, California, India, although Thailand doesn't end in a vowel, but sort of, you know, all those places where naturally you've got a concentration of retreats, even resorts that have, like I remember I went to one a place in California called Ojai, and it was a beautiful resort. It was a golf country club, but they had an apothecary, and it was very unusual because it just specialized in aromatherapy treatments, and also you'd make up your own aromatherapy oils, and also you do things like creating mandalas, which are like these circular like diaries where you are, there's different parts of your life at the top. On the right hand side, you create this big circle, divide it into four. On the right hand side, it's for your first sort of like 15, 20 years. Second, the bottom, it's sort of like your middle age, and the side, it's at your it's sort of like your old age, where
What's
you see your future.
Out? What do you make that out of? Because I've seen Tibetan Buddhists making it out of sand.
You can make it out of everything. Mm. What they did at this particular apothecary that I went to, they gave you, if you were a writer, you could. I'm a writer. I had to use drawings, paintings. I had to cut things up. It's quite childlike, but it's very, very useful. It's very useful to do that. People who didn't write very much had to write poems, and it makes you much more aware of where you are in your life, how you see it. And the lady who was the instructor, she interpreted it, and she helped you interpret it. Again, with aromatherapy oils, choosing the oils which you naturally are attracted to, whether it's ones that are very uplifting, or the citrus oils, or whether it's very grounding, some of the earthy oils are very warming, very nurturing. It tells you a lot about yourself and what you need. And I think this is the beauty of some sort of therapist. It's not just sort of like sitting in front of a counsellor or a therapist, sort of like manner and saying, this is your problem, this is how you deal with it, this is the pills you take, or this is what you're going to do. It's you learn better with creative use of it. It's not just directly, I think a lot of people, they think when
so
they go to some
of
sort of
physical
therapy,
and practical therapy.
Yes, but yeah. Also creative. I think this is the, and also it's got to be fun. Like I've just come from teaching a whole lot of teenagers yoga, and they're like 15, 14-year-olds, full of hormones, absolutely wonderful. But they you have to make it fun, have to make it engaging. And yes, there's certain postures where it's going to be really, really, really noisy. And you're thinking, this is so not like a yoga class. And I think with therapy, I think a lot of people think with therapy, you're going to be walking about on the beach and you're wearing wafty white clothes and you're going to jump up and down and feel wonderful. And then, of course, you're going to come back to real life and whack, you know, sort of parking ticket's going to hit you full on the face. So it's not like that. And these are sort of now what people are appreciating is this sort of, you go on a break like this and it goes deeper, but you put yourself in the hands of people who really know what they're doing. And I said, the only way you can do that is you do due diligence on them.
What companies, though, how would you start? I wouldn't know how to start looking for a therapy holiday. Have you got some companies written down?
Well, again, there's one called lifechangepeople.com, which not only does therapy holidays, but they also recommend people you can go to here that you see in the UK, and they also go overseas. So what you can do is suck it and see. I think a lot of people think when they go on these type of holidays, they're paying all this money.
Yes, that's how I feel. I'm going on holiday. Yeah. Why do I want something that's going to be maybe disappointed with?
Exactly. And also you want to know really who you're going and what it adds value. Because people say, well, if I can see this person here, why do I need to hike all the way over to Thailand or to California?
Yeah.
But I
want to have fun in those places.
But you can have fun. But I think it adds a definite dimension to the experience. A lot of people say when they go on holiday, they can go on to a place, the same thing over and over again. And one year they really enjoy it, and the next year they don't like it, and the only thing that's changed is you. There's nothing that's changed about the destination, it's you. And I think this is why something like this definitely has a place now, with all the stuff going on about Brexit, with Trump, with what's going on in Korea. I think people are feeling, and our children are feeling it as well. You know, there was a recent survey out saying a lot of sort of 5-6-year-olds are sort of like suicidal tendency. But they've always had that. And that's mainly because actually of parental issues more than anything else, rather than social media. They're blaming social media for everything. But I'm afraid it just boils down to, any teacher will tell you that it is the parents. But the parents need help. It's all very well sort of like, you know, there's a lot of conferences going on now. I just went one to one last week and a couple of weeks ago about empathy, the importance of empathy.
I don't feel very emphatic towards my son.
Well, exactly. But again, this is what these
I've got to forgive him.
Well, this is what these holidays deal with, because it's being kind to yourself. And if you can be kind to yourself, you're kind to other people. And it's very easy to say, and it's much more challenging to do when you've got a raging 18-year-old telling you that you're not good enough. And that's it. So this is why these things, and a break, the whole, you know, that's that cliche, that platitude, a break is as good as a rest. What does that mean?
I think it's true, though, because this weekend I'm going to stay with a friend, and she's saying, oh, I'm having a dinner party, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I could easily think, oh, that's going to be really busy. But I know going out of my, because I'm quite busy this week, so I was looking forward to quite a quiet weekend, but a change will be as good as a rest, because she's in charge. I'm just going to go with the flow, and it'll be, you know, I'll meet people and I'll laugh. And you've just, you know, you've got to just think, I've got to go with the flow instead of kind of going against it.
But I think what these type of holidays do is that, rather than sort of like just going on, like some people won't need these holidays because they are able to create space for themselves when they go on holiday anyway, or even when they're here, or even when they're in the car. They practice meditation, they know how to meditate, they go to yoga, they don't just use it as a stretch and shape class to music, they genuinely use it as a moving meditation class. They've done the therapies, they've had, if you like, they've had the experience. There's a lot of...
Sounds like they'll be the teachers.
there's that phrase, a wounded healer. And a wounded healer is basically someone who has experienced the trauma. And they do, you know, some people do say, some of the psychologists and psychoanalysts I've spoken to said, you've really got to have lived the experience before you can help others through the experience. It's a bit like a yoga teacher who's teaching postures for postnatal depression and had never had a baby herself. It's you can't really conceive until you conceive to deal with something like that, or going, you know, suggesting that they do yoga just before they're about to give birth and they've never given birth themselves. You can't do that. I don't think it's not to do with being ethical or
moral. What about male midwives? Sorry.
Male midwives again. That's an interesting, we're getting to a different side. But getting back to that, the therapy holidays, I think this will be a growing trend. I think the only thing is, just like every type of holiday, every type of trend within travel, and I'm going to be talking about the latest travel trends later on in the year for 2018, you're going to get those people who are going to be the ones who are going to be the cowboys.
So, and people want to go one step further. They've been for the cycling holiday, they've been for the walking holiday, they've been for the cooking holiday, but now they want to go into their psychs.
Yeah, they want the inner journey. This is about the inner journey. And it's not just a case of going on a...
I'm going on holiday and I know, oh gosh, there'll be yoga there and I'll have Ayurveda massage or whatever. And that'd be lovely, Ayurvedic massage. But yeah, the therapy thing would be an extra...
I think you're looking for, you're also looking for places where you've done due diligence on the instructors. That's key. Also a place, ideally, that you genuinely would like to go to, because there's a lot of places, you know, so there's some places up in the mountains. Now, if you don't like the mountains, although the therapist may be good there, if you've got a real aversion to mountains, unless you want the therapy to help you get over your aversion to mountains, perhaps that's not the best destination, but I think that's more common sense than anything else. I think that the good thing is that there's such a wide variety now.
So what other... Can you just tell me any other companies we could go to?
There's one called justforyou.com, which, again, deals with... it's not only deals with single holidays, but it also deals with couples as well. But, again, the focus is very much on the therapy. A lot of the mainstream holidays, like companies like Powderburn, companies like Exodus and Explore, other companies like even Sovereign, the mainstream ones, they even have a section now on wellness holidays. And also, you're not just looking for wellness, whether they've got a gym and a yoga studio and a Pilates studio. You're looking for ones that do things like kinesiology, aromatherapy, and acupuncture. There's the alternative therapies. You can see those ones that go deeper. Like in I've just come back. I'm going through some therapy of my own at the moment, albeit in this country rather than overseas. Although I'm going to try out some of these wellness holidays because they do intrigue me. But there's so many different therapies out there, and they are all effectively tools to help you get on your inner journey, I suppose. And as I said, there's so many people going through, it's, you know, you don't just have a midlife crisis in your 40s and 50s now. You can have it in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. You can have several, you know, you're having crises all the time. And it's a crisis of confidence. It's a crisis of where you're going. It's a crisis of identity, who you are. It's not just teenagers who have a crisis of identity. You frequently have a crisis of identity if you lose your job, because so many people in certain professions
are freelancers now.
Yes, but they also attach their identities very much to what they do. And if they don't, if they're not doing what they're doing, or people don't want what they do anymore, it's very much attached to who they are. Like, I know quite a few TV presenters, and when they're not on TV, who are they? Who are they? They don't exist. If they're not on TV, who are they? If they're not wanted anymore. And as they're a presenter, people like them for who they are, not what, you know, if they're reading a news report or if they're acting. Even as an actor, if someone doesn't want you as a personality, they're not saying they don't want you. They're just saying they don't like that character. So they're always one step further, step removed. So it's I do believe there is definitely a place for these therapy holidays, but the research needs to be done. And what I'm going to do is write something up and put it on the Radio Gorgeous website for all the ones that I recommend, and how you should research them, and the questions that you should ask of yourself before you actually go on a trip like this.
Thank you so much for coming onto Gorgeous Escapes, and I hope you all heard that. If you go to radiogorgeous.com, there'll be a list by Sarah giving ideas of places where you can try out these therapy holidays. Sorry to be a bit of a devil's advocate, but honestly, you need that as a journalist.
No, I agree. I don't need, we're talking about therapy. We all need therapy. We all need, even you need therapy, Joe.
I've had too much. Thanks a lot.